Sairam.
The year 2025 marks the centenary of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, a divine opportunity to live his message with renewed inspiration. Swami reminded us that children are the torchbearers of information and transformation. And when their hearts are shaped by values, society itself becomes stronger.
To celebrate this sacred milestone, we're delighted to present the NDSAI Kids Centennial Podcast Series, created, hosted, and voiced by our very own Bala Vikas students. Each episode explores one of Baba's timeless teachings, connecting it to real life and inspiring families to practice together.
Our first episode, Love All, Serve All, set the tone beautifully. Did you get a chance to listen yet? If you haven't, please visit ndsai.org and look for our podcast section.
Now join us for episode 2, Living Truthfully, Being Real in a Fake World. I'm Lena.
And I'm Akshara. And we explore what it means to stay authentic in today's world, from social media pressure to self-honesty, and how truth builds confidence, courage, and peace. Truth is your very nature. To be true to yourself is to be true to God. Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Sairam, everyone. Today's theme is living truthfully, being real in a fake world.
Okay, so let's get real here then. In a world where everything has a filter, what does being authentic and living truthfully even mean to us teens?
Right? Whether it's social media, school, or just trying to fit in, sometimes being authentic feels like an extreme sport.
Totally. But that's exactly what we are exploring today. What truth really means for teens, how to handle peer pressure, and why being real actually makes you stronger and not weaker. Swami said, truth is one. There cannot be two truths. Speak the truth, follow Dharma, and the world will be at peace.
Let's start with the definition. Google says authentic means of undisputed origin, or genuine.
If that made no sense, here's the short version. It means being who you are without pretending.
Easier said than done. We're surrounded by pressure from friends, parents, and even social media. For example, whenever you scroll through a reel or you see the last post that your friends made at a party, and all of these things are telling you how to act a certain way, talk, and just do things in a certain way.
In the midst of all this influence and all this pressure, truth is like your inner compass. When your thoughts, words, and actions all align, you feel at peace. Swami often said, the proper study of mankind is man. This means understanding who we truly are. We aren't our looks or our labels. We are our inner self that reflects God's truth.
It's about being honest with yourself, not rebellious, just real.
Because once you start pretending, even if you tell yourself it's just a little, you start to lose a part of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Swami said, Satyam Bruyat, Priyam Bruyat, which translates to, speak the truth, but speak it pleasantly. So truth isn't about being harsh. It's about being kind and clear.
If we're going to talk about pretending, can we talk about social media?
Oh boy.
Do you remember the Tide Pod Challenge from a few years back?
Yup. People literally ate detergent for likes.
It sounds like an absolutely crazy idea, but it really encompasses how far people will go just to feel like they're fitting in.
Every scroll felt like a message, like buy this to be cool or look like this to matter.
And soon, all that happens is you comparing yourself to everyone on your For You page.
But being truthful doesn't mean being perfect. It means being okay with who you are. Social media only shows us the good stuff, not the whole picture.
Swami always warned, attachment to the unreal brings sorrow. Detachment from the unreal brings joy. When we detach ourselves from false images and comparisons, that is when we find real happiness.
When you live by what's right instead of what's popular, you stop fearing judgment, and that's freedom. Truth gives you courage, the courage to stand alone when others follow the crowd. And the moment you stop letting others control you, I feel that you build confidence.
I completely agree. Like in GT class today, we started our South Asian history unit, where we're learning a lot about Hinduism. When I pronounce my Sanskrit words correctly, I get so many weird looks. But all I think is, why should I hide my culture?
Exactly. We come from India, a place that's filled with such rich cultural heritage. If anything, we should be embarrassed about not being able to express ourselves completely. Instead, we should never be embarrassed about where we come from.
Exactly. When you hide who you are, even if you think it's like some insignificant part of you, you start losing a crucial part of your identity.
And if friendships start on lies, they don't last.
Real friends accept the real you. I know I've encountered some examples of fake friends. Has that ever happened to you, Lena?
No, not exactly, but there was this one time in middle school, I remember. It was right after COVID, so we just finished online school, and I was a sixth grader. And I remember everyone wearing these new trending clothes, and I just came back from online school, so I had no idea why everyone was wearing, you know, these new Nike Air Forces that just started to trend, or start wearing hoodies and sweatshirts to school. When me, I came to school with my little pink shirt and my sparkly leggings, and I felt so much pressure to fit in and dress a certain way, when really, I never had to change anything about myself to, you know, become friends with people, but we still feel like we have to succumb to that social pressure. And yeah, Swami once said, you know, be like a lion, strong and fearless, for truth is your shield. So when we live truth, we attract people who value us for who we are.
So after all this talking about what truth truly means to us teens, how do we actually implement it and live truthfully?
Step one, listen to your heart. It knows what's right.
Swami said, follow the master, your conscience. Fight the devil, your temptations. Our conscience is God's voice within us. For me, the hardest part about this process is being honest with people. Sometimes I'm a people pleaser, but in the end, uncomfortable truths are better to talk about than comfortable lies.
I see where you're going with that, Akshara. Little lies, they tend to stack up and then trap you.
Exactly. But when you're confronting someone or you're talking about something uncomfortable, you don't want to come off as arrogant or rude. Speak kindly, but don't fake yourself, online or offline.
And if someone makes you feel like you have to pretend, then they might not be your people.
You may have to leave them, but before you say or do anything, ask, does this align with my personal values?
It takes practice, but it's worth it.
You really do have to ask yourself that every day. One time when I was younger, one of my teachers gave me a higher grade than I actually got. And at first, I was elated. I was so happy. I thought this was what I needed, and it was, I thought I deserved it. But as I went throughout the day, all I thought about was the fact that I have a grade I didn't actually deserve, I didn't actually earn. And that was all I was thinking about the whole day. And I hated that feeling. So in the end, I did end up going to my teacher and telling her that, hey, you gave me the wrong grade. Because in my brain, the difference between a 90 and 100 isn't really worth sacrificing my morality and peace of mind over.
That's something that takes a lot of patience and is very difficult to overcome. So great job, Akshara. And for me personally, to practice staying true to myself, it was becoming a better listener. I can refer back to my dance teacher, for example. I remember every class she would tell me to practice. But I remember being a little 7-year-old girl who would come to class and never practice. So I was always lagging behind in the steps. But then eventually, the times I did start practicing, I started to see a difference, and I started to, you know, develop a discipline for dancing too. And I think one that all of us can relate to, whether they admit it or not, is when our parents tell us to do chores. I sometimes to this day dread to do chores, like doing the dishes, cleaning. But once you start taking these actions of responsibility, which I used to overlook, I feel like beginning to do your duty as a daughter's son is what sets your momentum into truth. And that truth is what brings you closer to what can guide you in life. And Swami reminded us, if there's righteousness in the heart, there's beauty in character. If there's truth in action, there's harmony in the home. Truth begins inside and spreads outward.
Now, all of this discussion leads to our hashtag BeReal challenge.
Every day of this week, do one small act of truth.
It can be as big as being honest with a friend or someone you don't like, or as small as saying no when you mean it, or just admitting when you're wrong.
You don't need to post it, but just feel it.
Because truth feels light on your head. But lies feel heavy and weigh you down.
Swami said, there's no greater spiritual practice than truth. Let's treat truth like our daily sadhana, a spiritual exercise for the heart. Okay, Akshara, so what did we learn today?
I think we learned that being real is very hard, but in the end, it's very worth it. Truth builds confidence, courage, and gives you your inner peace.
Totally. In a world full of filters and fakes, your truth is your anchor.
After all, Swami always said, when there is purity in the heart, there is beauty in character. When there is truth in action, there is peace in the world.
So start with your heart. Keep it pure, honest, and real.
Thank you for tuning in.
Stay real, stay kind, and remember, truth always wins.
Sairam.
Sairam.
And as Swami reminds us, truth is God. Live in truth, and God will live in you.